Hello, this is Radio Camp. And if you're a kid, you're probably around the time where you are having grandparents' day at school.
Grandparents are very nice people. They're so good to their little grandchildren. We need a day to celebrate the nice, nice old grandparents. Oh, yeah. Grandparents spoil the grandkids. Grandparents give the grandkids cookies and candy. Grandparents let the grandkids do anything. Oh, yeah. Grandchildren love to spend time with their grandparents because the grandparents don't have to discipline the children. They can just have fun with the kids and then send them back to mama and dada. Grandparents are wonderful people. We need to celebrate them, oh yes we do. That's why we got Grandparents Day. Thank you, Grandma and Grandpa, oh yeah! My grandparents are wonderful. They give me presents and treats all the time. All the stuff I say makes them laugh so much, they think I'm great. Oh yeah, Grandparents Day, a good time to say, hey grandparents, thank you for treating me so nice.
So today I have my grandma here with us. Her name is
Claire.
So this episode of Radio Camp, we're gonna talk about grandparents, and because it's close to Grandparents Day. So, Grandma, why don't you, do you want to tell the people listening a little bit about your grandma?
I'd love to. When I heard that that's what we might be talking about, it brought back a flood of memories. And one of my earliest memories with my grandparents was going to the beach with them and sitting in the sand. And I think I was about three, and I liked looking at my legs and my grandmother's legs and figuring out that mine were a lot shorter, while my mother got to go in the ocean and dive through the waves. I remember that pretty vividly. And my grandmother always made us special fancy lunches, which were all wrapped in wax paper, because that's what they used back then for traveling with food. And she made us little sandwiches of jelly and cream cheese, and she cut the crusts off. And she used that soft, awful Wonder Bread, which I loved. And deviled eggs. She made us deviled eggs. And I still remember what a treat that was to have that kind of food and eat it on the sand with my grandparents.
When was your grandma born?
My grandmother, Amy, and her husband's name was Irwin. And I'm not 100% sure. I think he was older, so he would have been born even a longer ago date, but my grandmother Amy was born in the year 1888.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
It sure is.
My mother told me earlier that was before radio really existed.
That's amazing, really, when you think about that. Because I remember the first television, and I was in our house at least. I think they were around a few years before this, but in our house, it was when I was five.
Wow, that's a really long time ago.
That's true. So when TV started, I think there were two channels. And one show that I just loved watching when I was five was called Romper Room. And the lady was like a daycare lady, a teacher. And she used to hold up a mirror and tell us it was her magic mirror, and that she would see us all through the mirror and say hi to Debbie and Francis and Claire. And of course, if she said your name, you were so excited that she was seeing you through the magic mirror.
Wow.
It's just funny to think about because it's such a long time ago.
Yeah.
And let's see, my grandpa, my grandmother I called Mima, which I think is German maybe for for grandma, but I'm not sure. I should have looked that up by now. And my grandfather, I called grandpa, and his name was Irwin. And we used to do math all the time for fun, arithmetic, because he went to the same college that my father went to, and MIT, and they both loved math a lot. So we used to do math for fun, and just enjoyed that a lot with him.
Come on, we have a new visitor.
A new visitor.
My mother.
Not a grandparent yet. So we like to do math around here too, huh? You do math with your grandma, Echo.
Yeah.
So, what happens on Grandparents' Day at schools?
Probably have a little party. Bring food in. Probably do a couple worksheets that have to do with grandparents, and yeah.
And there's a lot of big smiles, so all the grandparents are so happy to see the grandkids. It's so sweet, including me. And the students often show us what they've been working on all year and give us a tour of the classroom, and it's really fun.
Is Grandparents' Day an official like national holiday?
Maybe.
I think I see it on calendars.
I don't remember you having it, but maybe you did when you were a little girl.
Yeah, I think I see it on calendars too. But
it's a nice tradition. I love it because it's such a different experience in many ways than parents going to schools. I think the one generation removal is just so much generally pride, which parents have too, but there's a tiny smidge of worry in there too to see how the kids are doing. And when you're the grandparent, you just know they're doing perfectly, if you're like me.
I just got an idea. You know how grandma, like, you like jokes a lot?
I love jokes.
probably a lot of grandmothers do too. I can keep this running and get site with jokes, and you could tell them to me and everything. Oh, would you like to do that?
I'll tell you one while you're doing it.
Okay.
That I heard on WGXC that I really like. Two cats are talking on their cell phones to each other.
Oh, okay.
What did the first cat say to the second cat?
Let me guess. I don't know.
Can you hear meow?
Yes, that's funny every time.
I have one joke that I learned from Echo, which I've already used.
I looked it up, so
I don't remember where it came from. Do you remember?
I was looking at some jokes for kids one day, and you came home, and I told you the joke.
I've already been in a situation where somebody says, "Does anybody know any jokes?" And I have always been plagued with having nothing to share in that moment. But now I have this great joke, which is...
Can I call it?
You want to tell it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the present and future...
Present, past, and future.
Present, past, and future walks into a bar, whatever, same thing. it was tense.
Oh! Very good.
Okay.
Did you tell your teacher that one yet?
I know.
I bet she'd like it. It's very good.
Yeah.
You have to be careful that they're clean.
I know that.
The first one on the list is dirty knock-knock jokes.
Okay.
That's
just
now you piqued our curiosity.
Okay. Would you like to read these to me? Can you read them?
I'll do the knock-knock and you'll do the... Okay. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Ahmed.
Ahmed who?
Amadeus Mozart. You want to do the knock-knock one now?
Sure. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Alaska.
Alaska who?
Alaska, my friend, the question then.
Oh, that's bad, but I still like it. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Razor.
Razor who?
Raise your hands. This is a stick-up. Ooh. Now let your mom do one.
I'm not sure I like this list of jokes.
Okay, then I'll go into another one.
Let's find a better source.
Yes.
At least they weren't blue.
What other, do we know any other knock-knock jokes that we'd like?
I know one.
There's knock-knock food jokes.
Mm-hmm. That might be fun. I I've been on the site before. This is where I found that joke that I told. Why do vampires use red markers?
I don't know why.
That doesn't say. But I'm guessing it has something to do with blood.
That one's good.
What do you get from a pampered cow?
I don't know. What do you
Spoiled
get?
Spoiled milk. Why was the cookie sad?
Because this milk's spilt?
Nope. Because his mom was away for so long.
A wafer.
That's funny.
I got that without reading it.
Let's see. What's a snap, crackle, and squeak?
Rice Krispie mice? I don't know.
Mice Krispies.
Oh, yuck. Uh-huh. What's the one with the banana? I started reading.
Oh, why did the banana go to the doctor?
I don't know. Why did it go to the
Because it was not peeling well. What do you call a fish with no tail?
Delicious.
A one-eyed grape.
Oh. One-eyed. I don't get it.
It's kind of like a grape shape. It's kind of like a grape. It looks kind of like a grape.
You think that's why that joke is
like? I don't know.
I totally don't get that joke.
Me either.
It was a grape?
Someone will have to call in and explain that joke to us.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
What
did the duck say when he bought lipstick? I get it. Put it on my bill.
So I have a question. Are you gonna play some music later on about grandparents?
Yeah, but...
Because I'm trying to think of what songs I know,
but
I know only
but
what someone
I
is grandma.
Things up.
I know a great song to play, but it maybe sound too old-fashioned, I don't know.
Oh, it's in fine, old-fashioned is good.
Right, but you know what I mean, I don't want to insult grandparents by being too old, but in the good old summertime.
In the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lanes with my baby mine. I hold her hand and she holds mine, and that's a very good sign that she's my tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime.
It's a time before all the electronics was screwing everybody up. So you could, you know, stuff that
nature. Think about grandparents. I was thinking grandma got run over by a
Hey, has anybody seen grandma?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and grandma, we believe. Been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning, at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead, and incriminating claw marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. There's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud
a grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can't say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. On the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair on Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. As for me and Grandma, we believe. As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Has anybody seen Grandma? Anyone. Anyone.
I love plants. I don't get that.
It sounds serious, like it makes sense.
I don't understand.
Rather than a joke.
What does a bee say to the other bee? Right. I love plants.
But it does just sounds factual, like not funny, or like I don't know the twist on it. They do love plants.
I don't know. Again, call in and explain the joke to us.
Yeah, so okay, can you stop saying that?
Well, she's trying to engage.
But what if they do?
So let's ask some more questions about being a grandparent.
I don't have any.
What is, think about what it would be like to be a grandparent when you weren't one? Did you imagine when you were just a parent being a grandparent?
No. I'm sorry. That's weird because I did imagine and wonder as a little kid of what it'd be like to be a mother.
But not.
But I never went there. Maybe that's because it was old.
Or maybe because you didn't want to pressure kids to have kids. Maybe that's what it was.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it may have something to do with mortality. I don't know. I'd be really curious. Like, Echo? Do you sometimes think about this? It's fine if you don't. I'm just curious about when you're grown up, maybe having children and being a parent.
I don't know. Okay. Really?
Okay. And then do you think about being a grandparent? Because that seems so...
I don't really know. This is a baby saying to a doctor. And the doctor's using where they listen to your heart, yes.
Oh, stethoscope, sure.
And the baby's saying to the doctor, hey, doctor, it's my heart, not an MP3 player.
Oh! That's very modern. They wouldn't have that joke in 1888.
Yes.
I don't think that's funny.
I think it's funny.
It's supposed to be because it looks like a cord to electronics.
Or that the baby knows what an MP3 player
yeah.
is.
Right, well, probably.
It's just funny, okay?
It's so bad.
Let's see.
What are you doing?
I wanted
looking
to
for
see
jobs.
Where we were here.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should take a... Maybe... Okay, so... Grandma, do you, remember what it was like when you first found, like, when you were, like, the very first minute that you were a grandparent?
Yes. I was so excited to meet Echo, because I knew that was going to be your name. And I don't remember, did you know that Echo was a girl? Yes, that's right. And I was so excited, and your mother was, like, anxious because you were a few days overdue, you know, which is normal for babies. But so she was anxious to have you, and I said, oh, I can't wait. And we had the plane reservation already, Papa and me, to come meet you. And it worked out beautifully. We arrived when you did. It was like kismet. You know, it was just wonderful. And when we saw you for the first time, you were very tiny looking to us. You were a good healthy weight, but you were just so beautiful, and seeing your parents' face and holding you in their arms, it was very wonderful, and we were just melted. We were so thrilled and excited, and it made me actually think of your papa, Mark's mother, the first time she met Galen when she was born, how she was like a spring chicken running up and down the stairs with you. It's a really steep staircase in Sherburne. She's so happy and excited. That's kind of what I remember, how she reacted to you being born. You can imagine. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal. Especially the firstborn grandchild. I mean, it's exciting, the second and the third, and if you have 8 grandchildren, it's exciting for each one. There's something about the first one, I think, that is really special, and that was you.
Do you thank
Grandma for joining me?
Thank you so much, Grandma, for being here.
I've enjoyed every moment. It's really fun, all the memories that come flooding back to me of when I was young and my grandparents and what they did to make life special, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love. Feel the love.
just holding on for tonight, on for tonight, on for tonight.
You have been listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Radio Kidnap. I'm your host, Echo Rowe. Goodbye, and listen next time on Radio Camp, Saturdays 3:30 to 4.